right. We are now in conversation mode. Is there anybody else out there, or are we just talking to ourselves?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us.
So, any questions?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. They were talking to me on the thing. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, what we'd like to know is, does anybody have any questions, or does everyone just want to throw confetti about how wonderful the talk was tonight?
I don't have any questions right this minute, but it was a wonderful talk, and I'm so excited to be involved in it. Can't wait to learn more.
Well, thank you, and the confetti is very much appreciated.
Don't listen to him. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
All right.
Okay, sometimes when I'm meditating, like, my head will go back, and I can feel energy in my throat.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well,
my head goes completely back.
The energy in your throat is your chakra.
Yes, I understand that, but it's like, why is my head always, like, going back?
Just to qualify this, how far back is your head going? I mean, are you suddenly facing vertical, or is it you just leaning your head back?
My head will go as far as back as it can ever go, and it'll just stay there.
All right. Like
I'll start in a focused meditation, and all of a sudden, that's what my body will do.
All right. When you do your meditation, do you vibrate your tongue in the top of your mouth?
Do I vibrate my tongue in the top of my mouth? No.
No. Okay. I'm just asking because you know, for you to activate all the chakras when you meditate and you hum Om. Om Hung. You do that with the mouth closed with your...
Oh, yes, I do that sometimes, but sometimes when I'm not, no sound at all, silence, my head will go back.
Okay, let me ask you now this question. When you have, with the tongue in the top, do you start salivating more?
No.
Okay, because this is with this movement, jerking movement of the head, has to do what you call with the headlock. So what he's doing is, there's something, you know, you're probably having something that one of the chakras is still out of alignment. And what the head goes there, it locks the energy inside. So you don't, all the energy that you're receiving is being locked inside. This is a headlock.
Okay, thank you.
That's what you call headlock. The reason I'm asking, because usually people do this voluntarily when they take the tongue from the top of it and transport, you know, from the top, you know, resting in the top of your mouth near the teeth, they push the tongue back and hold it almost where it is in the entrance of the throat. That's a headlock.
Yes.
When you pull the energy in, you have ways to, you know, to lock the energy on a place. And then you put the tongue, usually you put there, and involuntarily the head turns up. So yeah, it's a headlock. There's other places that you can lock the energy as well. You know, one of them is the sphincter. When you're pulling the energy from the base chakra, you pull out, you contract the sphincter, and, you know, transport the energy to all the chakras through the sphincter up. That's another energy lock. So, but what you're having, the jerking is, it's an automatic response for locking the energy inside that you're receiving. So probably some of the chakras are still out of getting out of alignment or needing more energy specifically, and the head is locking the energy in till the center can absorb it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, baby. Any other questions? Don't you love this? Nobody has a question. I have a question.
I'm sure as time goes on, I'll have questions.
I know. I'm going to ask myself a question. So nobody has questions. Ashana, you have questions.
Well, I usually have no questions.
This psychic. No, some of us are.
All right. Well, does anybody have an experience they want to share?
I have an experience I want to share.
All right.
Yes. Remember the last time we were speaking on the phone and I was telling you about how I descended underwater and there was this meeting?
Yes.
Well, like, the day after, I ascended down under the water again and the being opened up and there was another being inside of that being. It was completely white, pure light, and they were in like a cross leg posture position. Then they took me to this beautiful place and there was this brand like water. It was like heavenly water, and it was just so beautiful just to bask in this place. And
whoa, that's wonderful.
That is great. That is really great. Did they speak with you?
They did, but I can't even remember really what was going on. There's another experience that I had that was really this big blue giant, a blue giant, took me into space somewhere and opened my back and like the lower part of my back. And it was right before I had the ancestral healing. It was like I was healing.
Yes.
Like people were going up these shafts like in light.
Yes. Yes. We should talk about your ancestral healing because it was very much amazing.
What we'll do is we'll schedule a call to talk and go over the ancestral healing. For those who aren't, we just did an ancestral healing with Tiana, and it was an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was a 3-day intensive. You know, I felt sorry for her because she went
fasted
ahead of time, and it was like, whoa, but the energy was flowing very much. And I know the being that you saw, it's the actually the head of the comic board.
I don't think you've heard of, but I think you would like
the blue bean.
Yeah.
Okay.
The head of the comic board.
I really love it, but I think you would.
Okay, what's
that? It's Sirius, I believe.
Family Guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've never heard of it.
I heard it, but I don't think I like it. Why?
We're getting some background noise.
Yeah.
We've got about...
Leonie?
What?
I wanted to ask one question.
Sure.
That lady, shared a beautiful experience.
Yes.
I'm asking you, what do you do at the beginning of meditation?
Tiana, she's asking you.
Yes. I'm asking that lady.
Yes.
Oh, you're asking me what I do at the beginning of meditation. Okay.
What did you do?
I breathe. First of all, I focus on my breath. I sit down and I get real quiet and I focus on my breath. And I let everything go.
Yes.
And I just rest in this real soft place of peace. And then I really just feel the energy and I allow myself to go where it needs to go. If I want to focus on a specific meditation, then I have been practicing, I can't remember what you call it, like I am the monad, I am the soul.
Yeah,
yes.
The soul mantra.
I have practiced that before I go into meditation. I started practicing that more now before I go into meditation.
Okay. The experience she had, Ashana,
I'm watering the car.
We did the ancestral healing on her specifically. So we actually, on the ancestral healing, we clean up her mother's side and all the females, our lineage of females.
The female energy.
Yeah, the female energy, which is the most hit, by the way. then we go to the male energy, and we integrate both. And after we do that, we liberate, you know, whoever's still stuck, and, you know, we release that, and we present them before the karmic board for karmic settlement on the now. According to their merits, we not overstep our boundaries, we give, because to the comic board, you need somebody to introduce you, you know. And you know that, Ashana, you did it for us.
So we've got about 3 minutes left before the conference call time runs out. Does anybody else have a question pertaining to developing your psychic abilities?
I just want to add one thing.
Okay.
If we're talking about psychic abilities and regular meditation, meditation on a regular basis, people have to create a safe space. In a
yes.
And, you know, and then to get to know the energies of those who are coming and discern who is coming to their space. With these guys.
Yes, exactly.
That is very important for all who just beginning in the psychic abilities field.
Exactly. That's very important. It is important also to protect yourself.
Yeah, ground, shield, and protect.
Activation. Your GPS.
It's ground, protect, and shield.
Yes.
And for those who haven't seen that, we do have on the website the spiritual GPS manual, which is all about grounding, protecting, and shielding. So that's one of the free e-books we do have on the website. I think that's probably the time we have this evening, Liani. So I think what we're going to do is wrap up. Thank you all for coming this evening.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun, and we look forward to kicking off the Sophia Scrolls and all the fun that we're going to have with them, and we look forward to you participating.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Danny, good talk.
All righty, love.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes. Can we talk, Liani?
All right.
Yeah,
I call you back.
Yeah,
call me back.
Being recording.
I call you now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Is there a phone number where I can reach you?
Yes.
No.
The phone number? Yeah. The phone number for Humanity Healing is on the website.
Okay.
It's
804-859-3395.
What's your name?
Your full name?
Pardon? The full name.
Of Humanity Healing?
No, of the psychic, of the instructor.
Oh, it's Liani Leger and Christopher Buck.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.